basis, and I think it would be great for the growth of the game.
There you go, Dave. The Expos are coming back. It's done. It's going to happen.
Oh. This newscast brought to you by Saint-Hubert Rotisseries. This year, celebrate Mother's Day at Saint-Hubert because each mom receives a free pair of earrings valued at $25. Be sure to call to book your spot.
Good morning, I'm Richard Dagenais. Up to 21 for the high today under mainly sunny skies, currently 15 degrees. Full weather coming up after the news. Here's what's making news right now. Evacuations continue in northern Alberta. Jane's walks all over the city this weekend. And a sought-after Hollywood role has been cast. From the CJ 8800 Traffic Center, here's Kiri Yeager.
We are already seeing issues this morning due to the closure of the inbound Champlain Bridge. It is off limits this entire weekend and traffic is getting redirected onto the 132 eastbound, and traffic is backing up to Peltier as a result on 10 westbound. So many are taking the inbound Victoria Bridge and that is congested, very congested right now, but the Jacques Cartier and Mercier bridges are okay. The southbound Champlain is rolling. It is, though, down to two lanes instead of being with three lanes this entire weekend. Subscribe to Bell 5 TV, internet, and home phone and get guaranteed savings of $42 per month off the regular price for 12 months. Call 310-BELL. Traffic and transit every 15 minutes on CJD 800. Next report, 9:15.
In the news, thousands of Fort McMurray evacuees who were stuck for days in oil sands camps and towns around the city are on the move south today in stop-and-go fashion as conditions allow. Melissa Blake, mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, which includes Fort McMurray, was in one of the camps and says the experience was a stressful one.
I battled with the, am I going to be able to drive my vehicle out? Am I going to have to get on a plane? Are we in peril? And you ask these questions probably three times an hour. And every person in that camp, I will tell you, is asking those same questions, and yet at the same time, we're giving each other comfort.
Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says the plan is to get 500 vehicles out by ground and 5,500 people by air. Another 7,000 were flown out yesterday. Not since Pierre Trudeau was leader has the Federal Liberal Party enjoyed such a high popularity rating in Quebec. A new poll puts support for the Liberals in this province at 51%, up 15 points since the election. When he won in 1980, Pierre Trudeau had the support of 68% of Quebecers. The new Léger Le Devoir Journal de Montréal poll puts the party's rate of satisfaction in Quebec at 67%. Montreal might not have a light rail transit system in place by 2020 if the federal government doesn't commit to the project this year. The Caisse de dépôt et placement du Québec says talks are continuing with Ottawa. The project is expected to cost $5.5 billion. Federal Transport Minister Marc Garneau calls the project very interesting. It would extend 67 kilometers with 24 stations in the western part of Montreal, downtown, and in suburbs north and south of the city. Lydia Crotos argues she was discriminated against when she ate at Ottavio restaurant in Laval. There was an extra dollar charged to her bill because she mentioned to the waiter she was allergic to peanuts and soy. The manager explained her request slowed down the kitchen. Apparently, it's a new policy at the restaurant. Croteau tells Journal de Montréal she is taking her case to the Human Rights Commission. Jane's walks are being held all over the city today and tomorrow. Residents are welcome to join guided tours of their neighborhoods to learn about the history and heritage of their communities. More from CJD's Emily Campbell.
Pointe Claire Heritage Society founder Claude Alcineau has been leading the Jane's walk in his neighborhood for 5 years. He says last year's 80-person turnout proves that residents see the value in learning more about their area's history.
Pointe Claire, it's so nice. It's all because of people who were before us, so we have to talk about their story, and if not, it disappears.
Named after urban planner and activist Jane Jacobs, who would have been 100 years old this year, free guided walks will be held in 18 municipalities and boroughs across the city this weekend in her honor. I'm Emily Campbell.
It looks like one of the most sought-after roles in Hollywood has been cast. Reporter David Blaustein tells us more about the new Han Solo.
Most people haven't heard of Alden Ehrenreich.
This is bad.
Not really, because that's about to change. According to various reports, Ehrenreich, who stole scenes in the Coen brothers' Hail Caesar, has been picked to play the young Han Solo in a Star Wars movie scheduled to come out in 2018. The Han Solo movie will be directed by the Lego Movie's Phil Lord and Chris Miller. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Send tips and photos to your story at CJD.com. From the Dormevu Weather Center, mainly sunny skies today with a high of 21, becoming cloudy this evening with rain beginning after midnight, a low of 12. Rain ending near noon tomorrow with winds gusting to 50 kilometers an hour in the morning. The temperature will fall to 8 in the afternoon. Sunny Monday, a high of 14. Sunny Tuesday, a high of 18. Up to 21 for Wednesday under sunny skies. The temperature downtown, 15 degrees. I'm Richard Dagenet. Our next update at 9:30. Breaking news as it happens. News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Add information to your lunch menu with the new news.
A former Quebecer is being ordered to pay back $40,000 in maternity benefits.
And the free-for-all with Barry Morgan.
These kidnappings will stop if some ransoms are paid, and ransoms have been paid in the past.
There are governments all over the world that do pay in several Central and South American countries. It's a business.
Weekdays at 12, News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Home Improvement with Dave Fisher and Jan Eakes on CJAD 800.
Indeed, here is your chance to get your questions answered. Now, Jan Eakes is continuing to be in Europe, and he'll take one more weekend off here, I think. In case there's any worries, well, there's no worries at all, because Walter Assey is the president of Renovco, and if you heard him last weekend on other broadcasts earlier, you know that he really does know his stuff. So, for the record, phone numbers are 514-790-0800. Star Talk is free on Bell Mobility. If you're out of town, it's toll-free for you at 1-800-491-CJD. Walter, welcome back to CJD.
Good morning, Dave.
It's really neat on this show because we never know the sort of questions you're going to get. You're a very brave man. So, without further ado, shall we get to work?
Absolutely.
All right, let's get going here. Hello, Pat.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? What's the matter?
Okay, I live in an apartment, and my landlord is not going to call a plumber for this problem.
Oh.
Okay, my sink, my kitchen sink, my bathroom sink, and the bathtub are all connected. As a result of which, the bathtub is really, really slow moving,
mm-hmm.
and I've poured chemical stuff down there, and it's like doesn't seem to make any difference. So I was wondering, is there anything I can do to help the drain? Without the chemicals, like some sort of, baking soda water thing or whatever.
Okay. There's one thing to know, that chemicals sometimes actually worsen the problem.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So, it's kind of the last resort to
Wait
use.
A minute, Buster. Just one second. Drano promises me in their ads that they won't hurt your pipes.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Okay. Let's not get the lawyers involved. Sorry.
Okay, so one of the things you could do, like if you don't want to call a plumber, I mean, obviously the easiest thing is to call a plumber or rent a fish yourself if you're a bit handy and try to pass a fish through that. But use a plunger. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the trick with a plunger. Most people don't know how to use a plunger. Okay, so the idea is you want to put most of your force when you're pushing up, not when you're pulling down.
Ah.
And that's what most people, they do the opposite. So what you do, you end up bringing in all the sediments and all the gunk further down in the drain. But the idea is you want to pull it out from the drain. So that will be the cheapest way to see if that works. And you know what? In a lot of cases, it doesn't. You'd be surprised. So,
okay.
if you watch it on YouTube, the right way to use a plunger, you'd be surprised and shocked how badly the techniques that are often used.
And how well doing it the right way works.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So try that, Pat.
Okay, and what do you do about the, because I don't know if there's such a thing as waterproof tape or whatever it is. You know, there's that hole in the, I don't know what they call it, a drainage hole that's in the top of the bathtub to keep all the water from overflowing. You know, you hear the air coming out of there. Should you seal that off?
No. That's not, you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Pat, if I may,
yeah?
Why won't the landlord take care of this?
Because it's not exactly an urgency thing. The tub works. It's just to take, you know, you sit there and you can float boats in it as you're waiting for the water to drain out. So.
Well, you know, a good plunger is $5. And I think if you use it properly, you'll find that it just might help.
Okay, terrific, guys.
As well as a complaint to the renter board, maybe.
That's true.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Good luck, Pat.
Okay, take care.
Thank you for the call. What a nice lady. I hope she does well. Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi.
I live in a semi-detached house, at the rear of the house, my neighbor and I, we each have a basement window.
Mm-hmm.
The basement window has below it about 9 inches of concrete, which is obviously the foundation of the house, mm-hmm. that then meets the lawn. Although we have had no problems with leakage or water infiltration there, she was advised by someone that because the lawn slopes, that's in between the houses in that area, slopes slightly towards our house, we have to do something with regrading the lawn itself to build it up a little bit to get the water to go in the direction away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best way to deal with, it's a considerable size lawn, piece of lawn is between like two balconies in the back.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that properly? Do we remove all the grass and put on earth? What is your suggestion?
Okay, so that's a very good question, and I'm glad that you've mentioned that there's 9 inches from the ground to the window ledge
mm-hmm.
because there are code requirements and, believe it or not, even insurance coverage requirements. That will tell you anywhere between 6 to 8 inches as a minimum requirement for you to be covered in case of a flood. So let's say if you have the slab, the soil right up to the window, and water comes in, and an insurance adjuster passed by, you might not be covered for that because
I actually went and measured it yesterday, and I saw that there is between 9 and 10 inches.
Okay, that's beautiful. Now, there's nothing also called a slight slope towards the house. A slight slope or a deep slope, it's sloped towards the house,
mm-hmm.
meaning you're going to have, you might have issues in the future.
Okay.
Okay. And those issues can be not just through the window. They can come through a foundation crack, a French drain that gets overloaded, a pinhole that just leaks and gets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of things that can cause water to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So question about around the windows, there's multiple things that we could do. One of them would be an English well, I mean a window well, right?
Right.
Or some people call it an English box. So that's as far as the windows are concerned, and that works very well. The idea is how much you dig down and how much gravel you put and so on and so forth and what have you. Now,
right, I have that actually under an adjacent window. That's the window for the furnace room. I have a nice window well there with a surround and lots of stones in it.
Yeah, that's good. Now, the other thing is when regrading the land is not a very complicated thing. It's just pretty much simply by digging down and adding soil. So just so you can visually see that the slope now is away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the key that you want to look for is 5 feet. Okay. So I've seen some cases that people put like 2 feet of soil, away from the foundation, and they think that works. Anything that is before 5 feet, water will get into your French drain as well.
Right.
So you're not really helping.
No.
So the idea is visually you want to see a slope that at least will channel the water away about 5 feet from your house.
So we start this 5 feet from the house is when we start doing the buildup of the earth?
You build up the, yeah, exactly. So what you want to see is from the, your ground zero really is your foundation.
Right.
Okay, that's where you want to start grading away from that.
Okay.
So you can go lower gradually, and, at one point you will follow the actual slopage of the land.
So what we should do then is remove the grass and lower the existing level of earth as we go farther away from the house?
Now, this is one way. But the other idea is you want to see the height of your land all around. So let's say you dig down and then your land is higher on the other side. That's not going to help.
Right.
So it's all going to be decided as per how high your land is right now next to the window and how low it is in the other end.
It's not. There's not a big discrepancy between the
good.
Two. It's not like a major slope towards the house. It's really slightly
so that should be an easy fix just by adding soil and so on and so forth. That should not cause you any problems.
On that note, we've got to run. I thank you for the call and wish you the very best of luck. It's 9:14. More of your calls for Walter Assey, who's sitting in, of course, for Jan Eakes on the CJD Home Improvement Show. Perhaps you've heard about these tax credits that the provincial government is offering. They are substantial, and you really can do very well with these. If you're looking at replacing a heating oil system, well, they want you in their ballpark because heating oil is going the way of the dodo, and it's a much, there's better ways to do it, whether electricity and gas, and you can talk to ElectroWade experts in Montreal for more than 60 years when it comes to heating and cooling, and will be doing some cooling soon enough. That's why they also, they being the government, are offering central air conditioning systems. As long as it says Energy Star, you can replace a central air conditioning system and get a tax credit. For complete details, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call Electroaid. They've been at this for more than 60 years. They really do know what they are doing, and being Montrealers, they know the kind of weather that we're up against. So act now, get that tax rebate from the government, and life is easy. Call Electroaid, 514-333-7460 and electroaid.ca. Let's double check your drive. Kira Yeager is with us. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning, and we're seeing issues already this morning due to the closure of the inbound Champlain Bridge, which is off limits until tonight at 10 p.m. Traffic right now being redirected onto the 132 eastbound. Many obviously are going to the closest bridge available, and that would be the inbound Victoria Bridge, and it is congested right now on the Victoria, but the Jacques Cartier and Mercier bridges are clear, so is La Fontaine Tunnel. And the southbound Champlain, although it is available, has two lanes available instead of three. So one lane blocked on the southbound Champlain, although it is rolling. And all weekend long on the westbound of Bonaventure Auto Route, we have a closure from Avenue Pierre-Dupuis to Notre-Dame, so that does require a detour. For Mother's Day at Sports Experts and Atmosphere, take 20% off the ticket price on women's merchandise. Some restrictions may apply. Details in store. Traffic and transit every 15 minutes on CJD 800. Next report, 9:30.
From politics to entertainment, pop culture to current affairs, you'll hear all the top stories on Viewpoints with Todd Vanderhaeghen. This afternoon from 1 to 4, the voice of Montreal, News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
It's May's spring cleaning event at Centre Hi-Fi. Get your neighbors jealous with new outdoor gear. Rebates up to 35% on Yamaha, Paradigm, and many, many more. Centre Hi-Fi.
These are the sounds of Canadians receiving their 2016 census in the mail. The census is simple to complete, and your information is confidential. By completing your census, you'll provide information to help plan for hospitals, schools, transit, parks, and more for your community. So what's really arriving in the mail is a chance to shape where you live. Your census, your neighborhood, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
So, you buy a movie ticket, and you have to pay extra for the sound. Unexpected, right? Well, Ford advertises models with the stuff you do expect, like the 2016 Focus SE with hands-free sync, auto transmission, and rear-view camera. Lease it at 0.79% APR financing for 60 months with $1,645 down. And that just means $98 every 2 weeks. When you can get great value on a Focus, it's easy to get into a Ford. Shop now at findyourford.ca. Shh, sorry.
Get the new kitchen you want at an unbeatable price. Kitchen Wholesalers has brand new all-wood kitchens starting from $3,400. Find your dream kitchen at their showroom at 3479 Côte-Vertu or at kitchenwholesalers.ca.
We're back with more of the Home Improvement Show on CJD 800. It's 9:18. Walter Assey of Renovco is here at your service. Let's go to Snowden. Is that you, Evie?
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I live in a duplex, and the front balconies have to be replaced. The bottom balcony, I have an iron steel frame, which is rusting, and part of it has holes in it. Oh. I have two recommendations. Either I should cut and weld, or to sand, prime, and paint and keep it. Do you have any ideas?
Well, first of all, we did that job 2 years ago at our house, Evie, and we went for, it looks like wrought iron, but actually it's aluminum. Painted black.
Yeah, I think she's looking more into a repair job. Am I correct?
Well, this is iron. It's the old strength. It's
yeah,
a good strength.
Yeah, but you're looking to repair it or to replace it?
Well, I would like to repair it.
Okay.
So people have suggested to repair it or to cut at a certain distance from the wall and to weld
okay.
a new piece of iron.
So you might have to do a bit of both. What you have to look for, I mean, anywhere that is rusted out, okay, that you can't obviously grind and sand and whatever because it's rusted out, so there's no more metal there. And you want to ensure the integrity since this is the structural integrity of the stairs. So in these areas, you want to cut and weld and so on and so forth. And then, obviously, the rest of it, the more you're going to sand down and, you know, prep properly, the more it's going to last you. It's very simple. Whatever you're going to be putting in the preparation is what you're going to get out of it in a few years. So if you do just the basic preparation, you might be surprised you're going to have to do it again next year and the year after that and the year after that. Whatever you do, you want to have a paint with, you know, like a Rust-Oleum type product that is, you know, that fights rust and corrosion and so on and so forth. And ensure it's a metal paint as well. Because, you know, you've seen cases where you use regular paint and that's not going to cut it, not for our weather at least.
So are you suggesting to weld if I do go that route?
You weld where you need to be to weld, meaning you just don't do it just to do it. It's in the rusted or the rotted out areas.
Yeah, like it would be the front and part of the sides.
Correct, yes. Okay, so these would have to be done. You would have to bring in a good welder because if there's any structural elements that have to be reinforced, they would know what they're doing. You know, if it depends how far out it's rotted.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that you're going to have to look at. I mean, you can look at it visually. If you see that there's a lot of rot and a lot of corrosion, you might want to get a good welder in so he can actually do the proper reinforcement where he has to.
I could understand that if there's too much wet on the balcony where it's welded, could there be a bounce effect?
Repeat that question again.
Like where the part where it's welded.
Yeah.
Like when people are going up and down the balcony, eventually when there's too much weight, could it bounce? Like the weld weaken?
Not enough. That's why I'm saying if it's well done, it's not going to give you any problems at all. I mean, as a matter of fact, sometimes we weld very big equipment, very big beams, and there's no problems whatsoever.
I hope you have a good day, and that is your answer. Thank you for calling, though. Up to Seda Stash. Hello, Jim.
Yes, good morning, gents.
Morning.
Wonderful show as usual.
Thanks.
A couple of years ago, I had major renovations done and an addition as well, and the net result was my contractor's subcontractor, electrician, installed a 200-amp panel. Now, about a month ago, I started having problems. Some lights were dim. The computer kept rebooting. There was a few things that, you know, were problematic. And some of the circuits in the house wouldn't work. By this time, I had already gone down to the main panel and was trying to check things out. And I also noticed that a fridge we had in the basement, the cord where it went into the wall was very hot or warm. Which, of course, when these things start, that compressor draws about three times the power that normally runs on.
Now, we need a question because we're running out of time, Jim.
Sorry. Now, in leading to the panel, there's a fuse box, which the guy didn't change. And inside the fuse box, I found two large, I think they're D or C-type fuses, and both are rated at 175 amps. And one of them, I know, was close to blowing or had blown partially. I don't know if that's possible because when I replaced it with 200 amp fuses, all the problems went away. So my question is, should that fuse box have had 200 amp fuses to begin with to go with the two brand new 200 amp panel?
That would be the obvious answer. I mean, you want to have an equivalent fuses to the power of the panel because that will only cause you problems when you start using close to 200 amps of the panel, and that's almost extremely rare. You won't come to a time unless you have the whole house on and all your appliances on at the same time. So in times where you would have surges, it will cause you problems. But technically, yes, you would have had to have the same size fuses as your electrical panel for sure.
So in essence, then the fact that that fridge actually doesn't work anymore can't be related to that fuse. That's all I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, really. It might be related to that, but I mean I can't tell you definitively. It could be also a power surge that you got. There could be many different factors, but one of them could be that as well.
Well, the interesting thing is that when I stuck 200 amp fuses into that box, which I gather is not standard procedure to use that box any longer, mm-hmm. that kind of entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, all the problems disappeared except for the fridge. Oh, one last point, gentlemen. The comment about the plumber's friend or the plunger, fantastic, because I don't know how much money I've saved from having an accordion.
Makes all the difference.
Oh, it certainly does.
Thank you very much for the call. Break, we must, and we'll come back with more of your calls on the CJAD Home Improvement Show. Walter Assey is here from Renovco Renovations, and for the record, their telephone number is 856-9993, 514-856-9993, and of course, renovco.com. More of your calls coming right up on the CJAD Home Improvement Show.
The CJAD Home Improvement Show is brought to you by Electrica, Montreal's trusted team of home electrical experts. Electrica with a K.ca.
I'm Andres Pedrix with Royal LePage Elite. If you're thinking of selling your house or of upgrading, downsizing, or buying a new home, call me. Selling or buying, you can absolutely count on me to get it right. Please jot down my number, 892-6547, and remember my name, Andres Pedrix, Royal LePage Elite, 892-6547.
Expedia Cruise Ship Centers is your destination for expertise when planning your next cruise vacation. Receive exclusive Expedia extras on every cruise you book, including Aeroplan miles, on the West Island and downtown, or online and in your neighborhood.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Sit nose pressed to the window on the Rocky Mountaineer, or stand tall in Dubai, 160 stories high. See the world through your radio on the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Get a preview of our next show at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com.
Then journey with Chris, today at 11 on News Talk Radio CJAD 800. This week, discover a world of wonder in Egypt, where it all begins.
Does your roof have missing shingles? Are your shingles curling or losing the colored granules? Call the experts at Lakeshore Roofing for a free estimate. 514-684-0548. An industry leader for over 26 years with thousands of satisfied customers. Lakeshore Roofing is the authority in residential shingle application. They're BP certified platinum installers, along with the best backed labor and material warranties, and no deposit at signing. Make Lakeshore Roofing the smart choice. Roof it right the first time with Lakeshore Roofing.
The Specialist Big Sale is back at Corbay. Take advantage of our explosive rebates on an outstanding selection of appliances. Don't miss out on the Specialist Contest. You could win the kitchen of your dreams up to a $15,000 value or one of 15 barbecues up for grabs. And as always, Corbay is giving you the best prices guaranteed and free next day delivery. But hurry up, the Specialist Big Sale only happens once a year, and it's right now.
The Appliance Specialist.
Certain conditions apply. Details in store at appliancescorbet.com.
We're 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I was told you could make us feel better.
You're suffering from too much junkitis. Point at something you haven't used lately.
Wow, it's gone. Try it, honey. You'll feel light as a feather.
All you have to do is point.
I feel like I'm flying.
That's the sound of optimism and energy and possibilities.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hi, I'm Liz Rodbell. It's Saturday, May 7th. If you've been tossing and turning on a mattress that's past its best before date, this one-day sale is your wake-up call. Today only, save over 70% on a queen mattress set. The Sealy Posturepedic Canrear Eurotop, regularly $2,698, is just $828. And take up to 65% off other mattress sets and bedroom furniture. Only at Hudson's Bay and thebay.com.
Planning a home reno? Avoid costly surprises. Call the pros at Moe's Home Inspection. Get peace of mind before your next reno project. Call 514-426-1095. That's 514-426-1095. Or visit moeshomeinspection.com for details.
Your loved ones would much rather be at home, close to you, and you want to keep them with you as long as possible, but you can't do everything. That's why Bayshore Home Health provides home palliative care with nurses, nurses' aides, and caregivers who can help you to provide the best in-home care possible. Find out how you can get 2 free hours of care. Our nurse is always on hand for a free, complete in-house assessment. Bayshore Home Health. Better care for a better life. 514-879-5657.
Bayshore Home Health, how can we help you?
I'm really trying to re-engage with reality.
When life hands you a second chance, would you take it?
It's time for me to open my eyes and really look at the world around me.
But starting over is never easy.
There are buyers for my condo, which means that I will be truly homeless.
Kim Cattrall returns in the show critics call brilliant. and unlike anything on television.
Let's get this party started.
Sensitive Skin, Sundays at 8:30 starting May 15th, only on HBO Canada. Watch season one now for free on TMN Go.
Good morning, it's 9:30. I'm Richard Dagenais. Here's what's making news right now. Officials are predicting the Fort McMurray wildfire could double in size today, and they say it will likely burn for weeks. Once again today, a convoy of fire evacuees will be leaving oil sands work camps north of the city for safety in the south. 4,000 carloads of evacuees are expected to make the trip, if conditions permit. The Trudeau government, according to a new Léger Le Devoir Journal de Montréal poll, is at 51% support in Quebec, with 67% of Quebecers saying they are satisfied with the government. The last time the Liberals had that much support in Quebec, Pierre Trudeau was leader. Lydia Croteau believes she was discriminated against when she was charged an extra dollar on her restaurant bill. She mentioned to the waiter at Ottavio restaurant in Laval she was allergic to peanuts and soy. The manager told her the request slows down the kitchen. A U.S. federal judge in San Diego has ruled Donald Trump will go to trial in the class action suit brought by students of Trump University. The students say they were defrauded by the school, which promised to teach them how to invest in real estate. Trump has suggested the judge in the case may have been influenced by his stance on border security. A new study says leopards have lost 75% of their historic range across Africa, Asia, and the Middle East, with three Asian subspecies facing eradication. The animals are threatened by spreading farmlands, declining prey, conflict with livestock owners, trophy hunting, and illegal trade in their skins and teeth. Quebec's health minister hopes ER numbers put pressure on the provincial health network. You'll find that story and more at CJD.com. From the CJ 8800 Traffic Center, here's Kerry Yeager.
We are seeing issues because there's a closure of the inbound Champlain Bridge and it's off limits until tonight at 10. So traffic is being redirected onto the 132 eastbound via 10 west. If you are attempting to take the inbound Champlain, you will not be able to. And many are going to take the inbound Victoria Bridge, which is congested right now. Jacques Cartier is actually not too bad. The inbound LaFontaine Tunnel is a little bit slow from the 132 and the Mercier Bridge is doing all right. Champlain outbound is down to two lanes, so one lane blocked on the bridge, although it is working. And we are seeing a nice ride on DeCary north and south and the Met east and westbound as well. Original Viagra, get the Viagra you know at a price you may lose sleep over. Visit Viagra.ca and ask your pharmacist for the original. Traffic and transit every 15 minutes on CJD 800. Next report, 9:45.
From the Dormez-vous Weather Center, mainly sunny with a high of 21 today. Cloudy this evening with rain beginning after midnight, a low of 12. Winds gusting to 50 kilometers an hour tomorrow morning with rain ending near noon. And a temperature slipping to 8 degrees in the afternoon. 14 degrees for the high Monday under sunny skies. Sunny and 18 for Tuesday. Sunny and 21 for Wednesday. The temperature downtown 16 degrees. I'm Richard Dagenais. Our next update at 10 o'clock. Breaking news as it happens. News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
He's been reporting on Montreal and Quebec for decades. You want to hear his opinion.
We deserve to have an effective opposition to hold the Liberals' feet to the fire on everything. And now that opposition has been blown to smithereens.
James Mennie, weekdays at 4:35 on The Aaron Rand Show.
Home Improvement with Dave Fisher and Jan Eakes on CJAD 800.
Thank you and good morning. Jan is still away. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. We're very pleased to welcome in as our guest expert, Walter Assey, the president of Renovco Renovations. It's 9:34. Walter, are you all ready to get back to work?
Absolutely.
Oh, good lad. Here is Peter in Côte d'Neige. Good morning.
Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to touch on the fact that I want to redo my stairs, concrete stairs in the front and the foundation wall on the side. Somebody suggested, sorry, I'm going to use the term in French, crépi acrylique. And it's durable, and I went and saw some of their work. I got them from APCHQ, Renomètre, and it looks amazing after 1 year, and the clients have been very happy. I spoke to them on site. So I was just wondering what you have to say about this type of work. It's been on the market for a few years now, but yeah. I just discovered it.
Is that the one with the granulated resin in it, that you can actually put colors as
well? Yes, correct.
Yeah. This is a very good product. But here's what we need to remember about this. Cement is all about the preparation and the adherence. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the condition of your slab right now is extremely important to look at.
Okay.
You need the two products to adhere on each other. And when you're going to apply cement on cement, it's how much you're going to chip away from the old cement, you know, how much you're going to grind it, how good the surface is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do proper preparation, it is a good product, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it does fantastic things. And it's also anti-slip and so on and so forth.
Yes.
So, yeah, the product, I've done it even in my own house. Okay, and I've done it in my own house when the product just came into the market as a test. And that was 3 years ago, and it's actually doing fantastic till today.
Oh, wow, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And thank you for the call. Let's go to, I think this is Mario. Oh, wait a minute. It might be Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
Okay, what's the problem with the mice?
Well, we have a problem. It's recurring. It's been about 3 years. Mm-hmm. We found mice in our basement coming in, apparently through the electric room. There is a panel, a hydro panel, and a fuse box. It happens to be directly under a cement terrace that we have outside, and the terrace is raised by about 3 steps. So there's a bit of a hill around the terrace, all earth and plants. And we've noticed groundhogs burrowing through there over the last years. The family seems to be growing now. We're seeing a lot of babies. And so we suspect that maybe the mice are coming in through a crack under that terrace where that panel wall is. So we've had exterminators. We've tried traps. And nothing seems to work. There's quiet periods, I guess, in winter when we don't see anything. And now this spring, we're starting to see mice again. So I don't know what. Can we just excavate the whole terrace, go down to the foundation to be able to visually see where the crack is?
You could, instead of doing that from the outside, and that might be a bit intrusive and expensive, is the area accessible? Can you see it from the inside?
Yeah, we see that it's our electric room. We have panels and the fuse box, but we don't identify any crack. We can't see it, and the exterminator wasn't able to identify where they're coming in from.
Okay. Around the pipes of the electrical that are coming in, is it well sealed? If you look around that, you know, because this is where you want to look at protrusions out of your foundation first. Look into that first. If you see that this is not well sealed, that might be the culprit, and that might be where the mice are coming in from. Okay.
If we don't see any sort of entryway from the inside, is the excavating a possibility to bring that whole terrace down
That's a bit of a drastic measure, in my opinion. Yeah. But it's always a possibility. You know, usually if the hole is from the outside and the mice are finding their way in, you should be able to see it from the inside as well.
I thank you for the call. Let's talk to, I believe we have, there's Mario. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Go right ahead.
I had a two-part question concerning new window insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Insulation, polyurethane versus wool, regular, and also PVC versus aluminum.
Yeah. Now, the urethane is not a bad product if it's well used and you use the proper, foam for it. Because sometimes you see some installers and either they put too much of the product or they don't bring in the right product. So you want to make sure it's a light expansion.
Because it can really make a mess of things if that foam expands too much.
That's absolutely right.
I learned that the hard way.
It can actually bend your window and then thus losing R value and creating other structure problems in the window. So you want to have someone that knows what they're doing. It's also a question of the spacing that you have. Okay, so sometimes if you don't have enough space, you might have no choice but to use the foam because you can't stick your mineral wool in there and your fiberglass wool in there and what have you. As far as the windows are concerned, I mean, PVC came in a long way, okay? There's still a school of thought that tells you that aluminum is a bit more sturdy and so on and so forth, but you have some very good products in PVC out there. My question to you is, what type of windows are they? Casement or sliders?
Basement will be sliders.
Okay.
And the top will be with the crank.
Okay. The crank windows, I like any product would work. So if you want to go with aluminum or PVC, there are good products out there. The sliders, I would tell you more to go with aluminum just because they are just made a bit better. Okay. But as far as cranks, you shouldn't have a problem. It's also the manufacturer, okay? You have different grades, even in aluminum and even in PVC. We've seen some low-gauge aluminum that was not really good and the structure was not great. I've seen PVC windows that are better. So the manufacturers also make a big difference in the product.
Right. All right. Thanks. Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call. Hello, Sacco.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my question is about the water noise that comes out from the bathroom. Let's say someone's taking shower or someone flushes the toilet. The next bedroom, we can hear it, you know, because inside walls, they're not insulated.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know what I can do because I'm having a new house built.
Yeah.
So eventually, pretty soon, they're going to put the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know before they close the gyprock, what I can do, maybe insulate the pipes or insulate behind the wall, behind the toilet seat, between the walls, you know.
Well,
and, yeah.
There's multiple things you can do to soundproof a wall, okay? Safe and sound insulation would be one way where we can start. We can add sonopans as well. Especially if it's the water wall, it's going to create a lot of noise.
What's it called?
Sonopan.
Sonopan?
Yeah, it's like a green board that you would install before the gyprock.
Okay.
So you would do your safe and sound, you do your sonopan. You could install resilient bars to deflect the sound. And you can double the gyprock on either side because gyprock itself is a sound barrier as well. So it depends how far you want to go. Like if it really bothers you and you really want to have your peace and quiet, you can go all out. And this is like how we would soundproof hotels, for example. You would see double gyprock on either side of the rooms. You'll see safe and sound in the middle. You'll see Roxol. You'll see resilient bars. Depending if it's a 3-star hotel or a 5-star hotel.
Depending on the number of
That's what we decide what to do.
I had no idea. Thank you very much for the call. More of the Home Improvement Show coming up in just a moment, and a traffic report as well on CJD 800. Walter Assey is here. He's the president of Renovco Renovations. And Walter, it's a pleasure to have you with us. You really do know your stuff. Well, I shouldn't be surprised now, should I? If you're looking at doing a renovation, big or small, give Renovco a call. What I think shows that Renovco is a little bit different is, of course, this beautiful design center, which is open today. Imagine one stop with everything you can imagine, plus designers and experts at your service. It's open today at 11355 Côte de Liesse. Do it once, do it right with Renovco. Phone number 514-856-9993 and renovco.com. Renovco. It's 9:43.
The Car Show with Lisa Christensen. Tips you can use to save money and time. Coming up next.
Does your roof have missing shingles? Are your shingles curling or losing the colored granules? Call the experts at Lakeshore Roofing for a free estimate. 514-684-0548. An industry leader for over 26 years with thousands of satisfied customers. Lakeshore Roofing is the authority in residential shingle application. They're BP certified platinum installers, along with the best backed labor and material warranties, and no deposit at signing. Make Lakeshore Roofing the smart choice. Roof it right the first time with Lakeshore Roofing.
Hello? No, Jen's not home right now. She's at Maxi getting groceries. She should be back any minute. Oh, hold on. She's just pulling in. Jen! Phone!
The truckload event is on at Maxi until May 18th. Don't miss our great deals. Get 2-kilogram bags of Uncle Ben's converted rice for $6.28 or 240-gram boxes of Uncle Ben's long grain and brown rice for $2.27. Maxi, unbeatable, period. Some restrictions apply. Details in store.
Get the new kitchen you want at an unbeatable price. Kitchen Wholesalers has brand new all-wood kitchens starting from $3,400. Find your dream kitchen at their showroom at 3479 Côte-Vertu or at kitchenwholesalers.ca.
Happy Mother's Day, Louise.
What did your family get you? Mine got me an all-inclusive vacation.
Really? All-inclusive?
It comes with everything. A luxurious pillow top that feels like paradise, with extra plush layers for ultimate comfort and five-star support.
That sounds like a mattress.
A luxurious mattress without the luxurious price. Dormez-vous is having an unbelievable pillow top sale, but it's only once a year. They have mind-blowing deals on pillow tops from Sealy, Simmons, and Kingsdown. I love my family.
But how's that a vacation?
I hang up my Do Not Disturb sign, and I'm off to Dreamland every night in my private oasis, honey.
Wow.
And until Sunday only, you can go online to dormezvous.com/mom for a coupon to get $20 off every $100 you spend. Plus, treat yourself to a Hot by Sealy Pillow Top Queen set with organic cotton for only $6.88.
Vacation, here I come!
Everyone should sleep well, Dormez-vous.
Sleep well at your chalet this summer. Ask Dormez-vous about their chalet delivery service. Better sleep starts at Dormez-vous.
Avoid costly surprises when buying your next home. Call the pros at Moe's Home Inspection, 514-426-1095. That's 514-426-1095. And get the peace of mind you deserve. Visit moeshomeinspection.com for details.
Let's check the drive-in. Kira Yeager is with us.
Right now, I'm having a look at the inbound Champlain Bridge. It is backed up to around Taschereau now, and it is actually off limits. So a lot of people are attempting to go toward the inbound Champlain and being redirected off onto the 132 eastbound. So this is why we have congestion over there. Many are obviously going to the inbound Victoria Bridge, which is the closest available route to get onto the island, and that is quite congested right now. Although the inbound Jacques Cartier is not too bad, so that could be a good option for you. We now are seeing a lot of congestion as well for the inbound La Fontaine Tunnel. It is backed up to around De Mortagne. And throughout the entire weekend on the westbound Bonaventure Autoroute, we have a closure from Avenue Pierre Dupuis to Notre-Dame, and that'll take you off onto a detour, so be aware of that. For the southbound Champlain Bridge, it is quite a decent right now, although it is down to two lanes instead of three for the weekend. Find big brand mattresses at warehouse prices at Economax. We're talking seriously big savings on seriously major names like Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Springwell, Mirabelle Mattress, and many more. Traffic and transit every 15 minutes on CJD 800. Next report, 10 o'clock.
More of the Home Improvement Show on CJD 800. We still have time to take your call at the following numbers. 514-790-0800. Star Talk is free on Bell Mobility, and by all means, if you're out of town, call 1-800-491-CJD toll-free. Let's go to Ville d'Anjou. Richard, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Great show.
Thank you.
I'm currently renovating my kitchen, and my dishwasher is on, let's say, the left-hand side, and the sink is facing the window and the door. And I have the hose and the water, the pipe going underneath the door, then into the pantry. And I was wondering, can I replace, I wanted to replace the hose because it's old, it's all rubbery, might crack soon. And I wanted to see if I can replace it with one whole piece, because right now it's like a joint, and then you would connect another hose into the dishwasher, because it's going through the pantry and then through the dishwasher.
My question to you is, how far is this?
I want to measure that before I call, but I forgot. I think it's about 6 feet, the joint that's there. Okay. And then you need some more, another 6 feet, because when you push out the dishwasher, you have to connect it.
Okay. The issue that you might have long-term with distance would be water hammering, believe it or not. So we've seen cases by which when you have an appliance far away from the valve, what happens is it could cause potentially with time water hammering issues. Now, if you are going to do that, you could always put a water hammer arrester, something that you buy, so you don't have to look for it when it happens, because when it happens, you have to you have to do a lot of investigation to know where it's at.
Well, currently they do, because it's currently like this.
Okay.
And where the water source is, they do have an extra pipe going up for the water hammer.
Oh, okay, that's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very good. Then you shouldn't have any problem doing that.
So is there like a one piece, can I buy like a 12-piece source to the dishwasher directly without having a joint?
When you see, are you talking about the drain or the feed pipe?
Both. Okay. I wanted to change both.
The PVC pipe, it's a length pipe. So you have, you know, if you have 6 feet in length pipe, you could put a drain. The idea with a drain is you need to have proper slopage. But that's it. That's all. So if you have the slopage and you can put one piece, power be to you, it's even better.
Okay. And I guess the last question I want to do is, right now, it's going through the door. I was wondering, can I, like, in my, where my sink is, I have my wood and then my sand coat and my tiles.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go underneath the sand coat to come out through the pantry? Or that's just because it's going to be too low now. There won't be the slope, I guess, would be bad.
You know, a slope is all about what you see visually. Okay, the 4% is what we want to have as a minimum. So when you're looking at at a drain, you will just by seeing it, by looking at it, you're going to know if you have a negative slope or you have a positive slope. So basically, what you do is before you do your final work, just map it out and see what that's going to give you. So if you're not going to get a negative slope out of this, then I would not do it, right? So be careful with that. And you could do whatever it takes to get the slopage done. That's what it is. Or else you're going to have blockage, you're going to have backups, you're going to have all kind of problems.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for the call. Lucy will join us right after the break. Just before we do that break, though, I wanted to ask you something personal, if I may, and mm-hmm. that we were looking, she who must be obeyed was looking at a new fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really want an ice maker? It seems to me that this is something that's just going to cause trouble. Same with the cold water tap on these new fridges.
You know, copper pipes. Do not use those PVC flimsy ones that they bring, the fridge companies supply you with.
Yeah.
That causes a lot of water damages. I shouldn't be saying that on air because that creates me business, but the truth is, get a copper pipe, okay? Get a flexible copper pipe.
Which means a plumber.
Preferably a plumber, that's correct. I mean, okay. If you're handy, it's not that bad to do, but I would get a plumber for this.
The latest thing, it seems, in modern fridges is size,
mm-hmm.
and $2,000 or $3,000 is nothing these days
for
a big fridge. What I couldn't get over is how there's two doors that close like an old car, you know, they open.
The suicide doors.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. And I forgot that term until you reminded me. But what bothers me about that is when I go to the fridge, now it takes two hands to open the fridge because I don't know which side the milk is on.
That's
always.
Right. That's
you
right.
know, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I don't think I want one of those.
Yeah, the other thing when you're buying fridges is counter depth. Yes. A lot of the times we go to design new kitchens and, you know, they get, you know, those old bulky, because they still exist and you can still buy them and they look exactly like the counter depths ones.
Yeah.
So just ensure that you're getting counter depths fresh because it's not going to make a beautiful kitchen if you have those, you know, fat, big, 30-inch ones.
That's right. Measure twice.
And cut once.
And cut once. Very good. 9:53. We'll deal with Lucy and help her out in just a moment.
The CJAD Home Improvement Show is brought to you by Electrica, Montreal's trusted team of home electrical experts, electrica.ca.
Spring is finally here, and some more good news? It's our Spring Mega Sale at Boy Mountainel. Throughout the store, you're going to find our low prices even lower than usual on hundreds of products. As you know, we always offer the best prices in town, meaning a Hisense 32-inch LED TV offered at only $10.25 a month or $3.69. And we've got the largest choice of electronics, too. A Samsung 1080p 58-inch LED smart television, only $9.99. Impressive. That's an impossible price to beat. Plus, you can pay in up to 36 interest-free payments on your electronics. Right now, get a free sports camera, including a remote control and bike mount, with the purchase of select TVs. If you want your TV right away, not a problem. We've got it in stock. Or if you'd prefer, we deliver free of charge all week long. And thanks to the BM plan, we're going to confirm the 4-hour delivery time frame the day before. It's the Spring Mega Sale with the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Plus, you can pay in up to 36 interest-free payments. Boy Mountainel, about a quality and price. Selected brands and models, details in store.
Does your roof have missing shingles? Are your shingles curling or losing the colored granules? Call the experts at Lakeshore Roofing for a free estimate. 514-684-0548. An industry leader for over 26 years with thousands of satisfied customers. Lakeshore Roofing is the authority in residential shingle application. They're BP certified platinum installers, along with the best backed labor and material warranties, and no deposit at signing. Make Lakeshore Roofing the smart choice. Roof it right the first time with LakeshoreRoofing.ca.
Move with us and you will see. Déménagement, la capitale. Backing up is easy as can be. Déménagement, la capitale.
Stereos,
your piano.
We move your house.
Our company,
some storage space.
To suit your needs.
And one room boxes are yours for free.
Déménagement, la capitale.
LaCapitale.com.
La Capitale.
Concerned about your health and immune system? Rely on ProBacLac probiotics capsules to help support your intestinal flora and immune system. ProBacLac, the most recommended probiotic by Quebec pharmacists. Available in-store. ProBacLac, for your health.
When was the last time you had your dryer vent inspected and cleaned? Failure to clean is the leading factor contributing to closed dryer fires in residential buildings. Does your dryer get very hot to the touch during a cycle? Is it taking longer than usual to dry your clothes? Is there a musty smell to your clothes? A clogged dryer vent can cause numerous problems, not to mention increased operating costs. Protect your home and family. Call Lint-Free Dryer Vent Cleaning today, 514-980-0800, or visit lintfree.ca and live lint-free.
Planning a home reno? Avoid costly surprises. Call the pros at Moe's Home Inspection. Get peace of mind before your next reno project. Call 514-426-1095. That's 514-426-1095. Or visit moeshomeinspection.com for details.
You're listening to the voice of Montreal. News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, a division of Bell Media.
All right, Lucy, good morning. Oh, I need to press the button, don't I? Sorry. Holly, hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
I would like to know, when you have PVC windows, is there a way to know which are the better qualities? Like if you have aluminum, you can ask the gauge?
There is a way. It's a bit technical. So you could always start with the glass itself. Okay, you want to have a double glazed glass. Sometimes you have triple glazed as well, depending on your budget, low E argon, and so on and so forth. As far as the thickness of the PVC and how it's built, it's a bit more technical to explain. So what you could do is you would have to do a bit of research on the web. It gives you the different measurements, and that's how you can compare. There's also the reputation of the manufacturers. So there's some that are more renowned for better quality or higher quality products. But in all honesty, it all also boils down to the budget.
Okay.
So, you know, but do some web research. It gives you all the numbers, and you can easily do the comparison between each manufacturer. Ask them to give you the technical details of technical specs of the window, which a lot of consumers don't ask for that, by the way.
I found when I asked about, I got a lot of tech specs. For
yeah.
example, somebody said low E 400, another one said low E 80 over 70. And I said, well, could you explain me what this is? They don't even know themselves.
You're right. But this is, now we're talking about the glass. The
yeah,
glass
but even one. In the PVC, I had the similar thing. I said, could you tell me, like, what is the thickness? What is the quality? Oh, we are very good. Everybody has very good quality.
Yeah, that's
funny how that works.
Yeah, that's that's very true. Most of the time, what the people you're asking this question to are the reps or the estimators. If you're dealing with a manufacturer, they have a technical department, and that's the real people that are going to ask you answer your questions. So a rep, 9 out of 10 times, would not know all these technical details, and is just there to quote the price. And in all honesty, it's very rare someone would ask you a question as well.
Yep. Lucy, on that note, we got to run. Thank you. I think Richard is with us with a quick question. Richard?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was interested in knowing whether or not they do custom closet designs. I got three large walk-in closets in our bedrooms, and I've been fantasizing about built-out closets with drawers and everything. I think altogether, all of our coverage probably costs like $50 to put together.
No.
We are designers, Robert, so we can design anything on the face of the planet. Anything.
Is this something that you do? That
absolutely.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Great. I'll give you a call.
Absolutely.
And drive carefully. That's it. We've got to run. Walter will be with us bright and early tomorrow morning, sitting in for Jan on Yannick's Notebook. And, of course, Tina and I will be here tomorrow morning. And we'll talk then, if that's okay. And my thanks to Walter Assey of Renovco. 514-856-9993 and renovco.com. Easy does it.
This newscast brought to you by AutoPB. No other business can compete with their prices, value, or quality of their cars. AutoPB, exit 10 off Highway 15 North in Laval.